we shall read this next paragraph and see what is that argument now by which this rational argument is further supported, so that our conclusion will be much more inevitable than so far. Now that argument is based upon a set of facts. Sri Aurobindo now brings another set of facts. All argumentations proceed from a first proposition, then a set of facts compared with another set of facts, deriving consequences out of them, then arriving at a final conclusion, or if the argument is still to proceed further, you have to say that so far what you argued is rational, then you bring other set of facts and proceed further. Now this other set of facts concerns the phenomenon of evolution. So you will see that the next paragraph starts with the facts of evolution. Sri Aurobindo says the set of facts on the basis of which we speak of evolution has to be examined. And if you examine, the conclusion that we are trying to arrive at will be further confirmed. So let us read now. We shall read this paragraph. We speak of the evolution of life in matter, the evolution of mind in matter. But evolution is a word which merely states the phenomenon without explaining it. We shall stop here because it's a very major argument in the Life Divine. We speak of the evolution of life in matter, the evolution of mind in matter, but evolution is a word which merely states the phenomenon without explaining it. So first of all, Sri Aurobindo puts forward the phenomenon of evolution. Now this idea of evolution states that if you examine the history of the world, there is something like a common ancestry. So many forms we see in the world. And if you go backwards, there is a pattern. And then you will find that mind has evolved in matter, that life has evolved in matter. Matter is the base, is the ancestor of all of us. The first ancestor is matter. Then life has evolved in it. What is the difference between this statement and the previous statement that we already seen? In the previous paragraph, there is no idea of evolution as yet introduced. Now Sri Aurobindo speaks of the word evolution. In other words, there is an attempt to explain the pattern of the development of mind and life starting from the ancestry of matter. theory of evolution is presented to the world today as an explanation. Now, Sri Aurobindo says, it is a world, but it is not an explanation. Sri Aurobindo challenges that idea that evolution is an explanation. If you read the theories of evolution today, those who maintain that there is evolution, they are presenting the idea of evolution as a theory of explanation of what is happening in the world. And Sri Aurobindo says that it is not an explanation, it's only a word which states the phenomenon but does not explain it. If you want to explain it, you have to ask the question, you have to ask a philosophical question. And I have told you what is the philosophical, quintessential philosophical question. It is a search for meaning. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of the evolution? What is the meaning of the evolution of mind in matter and of life in matter? What is the meaning in it? Is there a purpose in this? Meaning may mean, is there a purpose? Is there a necessary force so that this necessarily follows? If something comes out of something or something is found in something, the question is, how could it come out of this, or how does it find its place in it? What is the necessity of it? The word explanation, when you say you explain it, what does it mean when you explain? Analyze, that is one aspect. But mere analysis is not explanation. It's only statement of fact. When you analyze, you state the fact in a more detail, that is for analysis. But much, much more than that, yes?
To express.
Mere expression is not explanation. Mere analysis is not explanation. Pardon?
Examine
is also not explanation. It leads to explanation, but not itself an explanation. Pardon? Demonstrate?
Is to tell the meaning.
Good. You have to find the meaning. You have to find the necessity of it, or at least a probability of it, if not necessity. How can life be found in matter? How can life manifest itself in matter? Why should it manifest at all? What is in matter which makes life probable or necessary? Asking questions of this kind are questions relating to explanation. So merely stating that, look, there is, life has come in matter, mind has come in matter, is only a statement of fact. Where is the explanation? Why should it happen? What's the meaning in it? What is the necessity of it? That's right. That's right. So Sri Aurobindo says, merely saying that life has evolved in matter or mind has evolved in matter is only a statement of fact. It's a statement of phenomenon. It doesn't explain. Explanation will come only if you say why it is so, what is the necessity of it, what is the probability of it, If a cloud gives rise to rain, then if you ask the question, explain of the rain, you can say that there was a cloud and there was a probability of rain coming out, therefore it has come out. Why? Because rain is already, the cloud is formed by pregnancy of water in it. Then you have given explanation of it. There is what is called a causal explanation and what is called teleological explanation. These are two difficult words. A causal connection is to show a necessary connection, or at least a probable connection, between the first term and the next term, which comes after. A causal connection is a connection either of probability or of necessity between the antecedent and the consequent, between that is before and that which is after. The relationship of necessity or probability between that which is before and that which is after is called a causal connection or causal explanation. When you can show a relationship of probability or of necessity between that which is before and that which is after, sun rises on the horizon and then there is light everywhere. So antecedent is the rising of the sun, and spreading of light on the earth is a consequence. So if somebody asks a question, why there is light on the earth now? And if somebody says, oh, now because the sun has just risen. This is a connection, causal connection. Whenever the sun rises, necessarily it follows that it must be light. Why? Because the sun contains light. So it manifests the light. If the sun was not the heap of light, then light would not spread on the earth. So this is a causal explanation. If you plant a seed of mango, then the mango tree comes out of it. So when you see the mango tree coming out and you ask the question, why is it so? What is the explanation of this mango tree coming out? If you answer by saying that there was a planting of the seed of mango, therefore this comes out. It's a very easy thing, isn't it? Which we do every time. Only we don't know, we call it by now name causal connection or causal explanation. When the grandfather sows the mango seed and knows it will now take 12 years before the mango tree comes up, by that time he may not be alive at all, and then you ask the question, why are you sowing the seed? He will say, it's not for myself, my grandchildren will eat these mangoes. It's the purpose for which he is now sowing. He is doing an activity. What for is doing that activity? There is a purpose behind it. That is a teleological explanation. When you do an activity or something happens, and if you can find out the purpose of it, then you have given a teleological explanation. Now when Sri Aurobindo says that we use the word evolution and we have not yet explained it, there are both the meanings applied in it. both causal and teleological. If you read the books on evolution, you will find they state the facts of evolution, but they don't say why evolution at all must come about in the way in which it is coming out. What's the necessity? That first matter comes, then life comes, then mind comes. What is the sequence? Why this kind of sequence? And then the purpose for which it is happening, why? Neither of the two questions are answered by statement of evolution. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo says that evolution is a word which merely states the phenomenon without explaining it. Now, Sri Aurobindo will elucidate this statement, which we shall do tomorrow. He will now explain evolution. All right, we shall do it next time in some elaborate manner.